Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Night Shadows. I'm Stuart Best, where the paranormal is normal, where that which you thought you knew, you didn't, and where the future can be known if you know exactly where to look.
Well, good evening, everyone. Thanks for tuning in and listening. Larry, are you with us down on the Southland?
I'm hanging around down here, absolutely.
Yeah, there's a lot going on behind the scenes, not a lot. I want to start off by reading something here from the Bible, 2 Timothy 4, 2 through 4. Preach the word, be instant in season, out of season, reprove, rebuke, exhort with all long suffering and doctrine. For the time will come when they will not endure sound doctrine, but after their own lust shall they heap to themselves teachers, having itching ears, and they shall turn away their ears from the truth, and shall be turned unto fables. And that is about where we are today. It seems like nobody really wants to hear the truth anymore, particularly when it comes to salvation doctrine and that sort of thing. They're only interested, it appears, to be news of this world and what's going on in this world, when in reality their attention should be how to get out of this world and paying attention to what the Lord Jesus Christ really had to say about it. One more thing, Luke 21, 31 through 33, but rather seek ye, and this is in regard, actually, to worldly stuff, but rather seek ye the kingdom of God, and all these things shall be added unto you. Fear not, little flock, for it is your Father's good pleasure to give you the kingdom. Now, the word little is an interesting word because it's micros, which we get our word micron, one in a million, I think it is. So it's kind of interesting. It's a very small flock. And then in Matthew 7, he says, enter ye in at the straight gate, for wide is the gate and broad is the way that leadeth to destruction, and many, or the vast multitudes, go in thereat. Because, he's telling you why, because straight is the gate. In other words, extremely narrow, hard to get through. Narrow is the way. If you look up the word narrow, it means conflict, basically, which leadeth unto life. Few there be that find it. And the word few is puny. In other words, not very many. This is why Jesus says, you better be doing this and not paying attention to the things of this world as much. Anyway, Matthew 7, continuing, 22, many will say to me in that day, Lord, Lord, have we not prophesied in thy name? And in thy name have we not cast out devils? And in thy name done many wonderful works? And then will I profess to them, I never knew you. Depart from me, ye that work iniquity. So it really, in the Greek, it to be better explained, it says, I never came to know you experientially. We never met. You did not come to the light. Yes, you did believe. Yes, you had great faith. And yes, you did miracle works, gave prophecies, and did many wonderful things. But you didn't come to the light. You passed over judgment, and you passed over divine love. So that is very scary stuff if you understand what's going on, and particularly where we are on the timeline. And all the things that are going on in this world are now beginning to show us we are, in fact, very close to some really, really bad stuff. And anyway, let's Larry, let's start with this COVID-19 business, because we haven't touched on that for a while. Have you got any updates on it yourself?
Other than, pretty much if you listen to the experts, it's a disease, but it apparently, according to what I'm hearing, is that it's never been separated and defined, you know, specifically. So it's odd to me that they're making vaccines to protect from something that they've never definitively found. I mean, you know, how do you make a vaccine for something that you don't know what it is, if that's what they're telling?
Yeah. There's so many contradictions in this, which is maybe why a lot of doctors are beginning to come forward. They're sick of the baloney that's being fed to the people of the world by our infamous medical people like Bill Gates, who isn't a doctor but has lots of money, who, funded by Bill Gates, the CDC constantly contradicting themselves, and it should make people wonder, what's going on here? Why is it we're being told doublespeak, basically? You got to wear a mask. Masks don't work. Well, you got to have lockdowns. Lockdowns don't work. And on it goes. 13 Australian doctors tell the government to end their lockdowns. They're causing unprecedented negative outcomes. Now, what was interesting to me, Larry, was that Mike Adams ran a series. You know, he's been kind of protesting to people claiming the whole thing is a hoax. And he listed 235,000 or so more deaths on his stats that he ran. And I don't think he included in that the lockdown deaths itself, which is, if you read, suicides are way up. People weren't able to go to the hospitals to get what they needed done. They probably all died. I would imagine thousands upon thousands of people have died or in the process of dying due to these lockdowns, which would greatly increase the so-called COVID factors, if you want to call it that. Here's another one. 1,000 doctors in France say CV-19 is a hoax. And now other doctors are joining in. Nearly 1,000 German doctors say COVID-19 is 100% a scam and demand end to the lockdowns and mandatory wearing of masks in our latest global report. I brought in a audio of Ron Paul, who was a medical doctor, who really was warning people about wearing of masks. It's dangerous. It's bad for you. Anyway, and he's a doctor and a surgeon, I think. Anyway, a brave Italian doctor is warning to all people, don't get tested. Refuse the vaccination. COVID is the name of a plan of a worldwide mass depopulation. Remember, we've told you to go to the Georgia Guidestones to because they've carved that in rock. And they carved that I think it's either granite or marble. Do you know what that's made of, Larry, the Georgia Guidestones?
I really don't. It's one of the hard ones, either marble or granite. I would assume granite, but I'm not sure.
Yeah, and this is kind of interesting because it kind of mocks God in the fact that the Lord carved his stuff into a stone, which is kind of an interesting thing that the Antichrist powers would do the same thing with their Ten Commandments. But anyway, they want to reduce the population down to about 500 million worldwide. That's it. Anyway, so you go back to the Georgia Guidestones, then you can go to Deagle.com, where they have their big reduction in American population. And here's a doctor investigates a new COVID-19 vaccine and says, it frightens me. The tech and the vax is here now. Transhumanism, human, 2.0, ? Here's another one. Military, not selected to be among the first groups to receive the coronavirus vaccine. Now, why would that be? You would think the military would be the first ones they'd want protected, right? So why are they being exempted, or at least not the first in the whole group? So these kind of questions that people really should ask but don't. So anyway, folks, this thing is it's all part of a scam. It's not that it's not real. I'm not telling people it's not real. I don't know what it is. But whatever it is, it attacks the elderly. And you got people like Cuomo in New York and de Blasio of New York City, and all these guys are putting, you know, infected patients into nursing homes, which is really first-degree murder. And it's in my book, it's part of the culling of the human race. Now, people say, oh, that can't possibly be true. Our governments wouldn't do that. Well, of course they would. Long ago, the American government, for whatever reason, decided to be the enemy of the American people. And that's why you have fusion centers. That's why you have FEMA camps. That's why you have NDAA, Homeland Security. These things aren't there for you and your protection. These things are there for the government's protection. It's always happened that way. Governments are corrupt, and especially the United States government is corrupt, at least according to the Bible. And the Bible says the only way that he can handle what goes on in the United States is simply to take it out. And we are past history because of the corruption. And, of course, the American people are blamed for a lot of this because we can throw those people legally out of office. We could legally take up arms if we had to and fight a war. A revolution. But we know now, because of the timeline, that's exactly what powers that be want. They want people to take up arms. They want a hot war. So then they can come in with martial law, clamp the nation down, and we're done for good. Anyway, what do you think about that, Larry? Seems like we're getting awful close, getting hot already.
Well, it does, and then there's another question, too. Of course, it, you know, if you look at why would they call it COVID-19? And it's very interesting because COV is the coronavirus, ID is identification, and 2019 is when coronavirus was put out there. And so I think, you know, if you look at that and have your conspiratorial mind, it looks like that was a plan all along to use to back people in a corner and make them take an ID. And, well, that's my conspiratorial mind. But something else, Stuart, that's really happened yesterday that's really, really interesting, and I'll read this, and this is from Hal Turner, because I want to mention something. In other words, he put one out this morning and said, weaponized 5G test caught live on weather radar outside Mexico City. He said Hal Turner received heads up, you know, from insiders on a 5G test in Mexico, and he watched it appear on the weather radar, and he actually captured video and still images of the event, Stuart. And this was massive. This event, and I think I sent you a couple of images of it.
Yes.
This event bloomed in the atmosphere, which looked to me like almost a nuclear mushroom, if you will, in the atmosphere. And let me read you, you know, what you know, he wrote some notes mm-hmm. here that from insiders that what they had told him. Now, I can't prove this, and I can't vet it because you're not going to vet it. He wouldn't even know about it unless somebody had told him to be watching for it. But we do know they're bringing this 5G online. Anyway, he wrote, and these are some notes he made from, you know, intel information. He says 5G kill zones now created within the USA, and says 5G systems to be turned up and increased in September. Then he said will cause cellular level oxygen problems in humans. In other words, in humanity, it's going to begin to, and we do know that, Stuart. We know that, you know, the 5G creates something similar to radiation poisoning, or it affects the cellular level of the body to not operate or begin to deteriorate. And then he said 5G goes full power in October. Now, I don't know whether those things are happening or not, you know, at all. I really don't know whether they're going to happen in the threat zone that he posted them in. You know, I just thought I'd tell people that so they could pray about it or consider those things and where they live. But what's interesting to me, Stuart, and you asked me about COVID-19, COVID-19, mm-hmm. Kind of what I thought, you know, and using my conspiratorial mind, I got to thinking, wouldn't it be really interesting if suddenly, and by the way, we already know, I think we've already got all the data we need to know, that the symptoms of 5G are almost back-to-back with the symptoms of coronavirus. It's almost the
yes.
symptoms are almost the same. So this is just me thinking, Stuart, and I wanted your opinion on it. What if, and I'll say that again, what if coronavirus really is a part, as some claim, Al Cuppet for one, and Mike Adams and a number of them, it's Agenda 21 and population control, you know, depopulation, in other words. What mm-hmm. if they actually created and put people in, forced them into certain areas and locked them down because this so-called warning or this second sting, if you will, is literally 5G, a 5G attack on certain American locations, and then suddenly when all these people begin to deteriorate and die, they say, well, it's a second wave of coronavirus. What do you think?
Oh, that would be perfect cover. This is the second wave, when in fact, you know, you may remember way back in China, Wuhan, all those people had a mandatory vaccine. For I think they said it was for influenza. And then 5G went online, and right after 5G went online, that's when all the massive die-offs began. So remember, folks, that 5G, and now they're working on 6G. Now, I don't know exactly what frequency range all of this is, but it's military, and it's military frequency. You might remember that Trump has involved the military. When he invoked FEMA, which is still running things, by the way, I haven't heard of any retraction. FEMA is not running it. And Homeland Security, of course. We are sort of under a de facto martial law system. Medical tyranny is being done through the medical people. And so you by locking people down and forcing them to wear masks with these mask mandates that these communist comrade governors are doing, and that includes mayors of cities, you reduce the immune ability. You're reducing your immune system ability to fight off. Okay, now, add into this 5G networks, and crank the power way up, which is what they did just outside of Mexico City, and you can literally see it. And on weather radar, it's that powerful. Now, just assume you put that power up and leave it there for a long period of time. What do you think is going to happen to the people who already have a lowered immune system? This kicks in, and through nanobots or whatever, and there's a lot of discussion about that with doctors and scientists about what this really is and what they have actually released. And so then you crank up your 5G or even 6G. I'm sure this the 6G is coming rapidly, so I'm sure the apparatus that they're installing in the school systems while the schools were all shut down, people left and right were saying they saw these 5G antennas going up in the school areas. And you may remember that they put up a 5G tower right next to a fire department. And I can't remember what city it was, and they forced them to move it because the fire people were getting sick. This is radiation poisoning, is what this is. And you could kill off literally millions of people who are not going to believe any of this. Probably people even listening are rolling their eyes that this could possibly be. But, hey, what does the Bible tell you? And, again, it's like Psalm 2. People just don't want to believe Psalm 2. Well, maybe they don't want to believe that the king of Babylon, whoever he is, killeth his own people. I'll say it again. It's in Isaiah. He kills his own people. In other words, massive depopulation of the United States of America because he's king of Babylon, America. So that makes total sense, Larry. Makes total sense. They've already got 5G going up. They're advertising it everywhere. And it's all in the major cities, and probably the major cities are kill zones. Now, a guy wrote a very interesting, or did a very interesting video. Now, the population of Manhattan or New York City is quite large. It's like, I don't know, what, 1.92 million people? Anyway, this guy took his scooter, electric scooter, and went all over New York City. Nobody's there. Very few people are there. Where are they? Where are they all?
Stuart, that's almost like looking at Wuhan, remember?
Yes, exactly. And Wuhan, you know, they say, well, you know, we stopped all that air transport, blah, 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 and we cut all this down. No, they did not. I went on Flight Radar 24 way back then, and I took pictures of it. We even posted some of that. Airplanes flying in and out of there like every bit as normal could be for weeks after everybody said, oh, we shut all that down. Communists said, oh, we shut all those airports down. No, they did not. They're lying through their teeth. Our leaders are lying to us through their teeth. All you got to do is listen to Pelosi, what's his name? Well, Schumer is his bad. Nadler, all those guys. Comey, he's a good example of liars. I don't think they know what the truth is. They've lied so much, there is no truth in them. Just as the Bible says about Satan. He's a liar and a murderer from the beginning. Well, what do you think the world governments are involved in? Psalm 2 will tell you it's a massive, massive conspiracy to kill you off. They hate you. Everybody listen to my voice. I don't care if you're global deep state, you're listening. They're going to kill you at the end of this thing. And there's a very good reason for it. I would myself if I was top honcho. If you will betray your own family, your own nation, you're worthless. You're nothing but a piece of trash. You deserve to be killed, and that's exactly what they do to all those people in the military and whatnot who conspire to overthrow the United States or any other government. as soon as the power people have the power, they turn around and kill all these people because you can't trust them. After all, if you'd kill your own family members for a piece of meat, you're worthless. Might as well be killed. And that's exactly what they do, and that's what they've always done. People never learn from history, do they, Larry? They just don't, for whatever reason.
Yeah, you're exactly right. You know, and by the way, you know, they say that a sign of insanity is actually doing the same thing over and over and over and expecting a different result. It never happens.
Yeah. Well, I guess human, from the Lord's perspective, I suppose he thinks all humanity is rather insane anyway. If it wasn't for the love of Jesus Christ, we would be a lost race for good. Back to this vaccine business. UN, United Nations, and remember, folks, China, United Nations, WHO, CDC are all in this together. We have pictures of all these guys together. Anyway, UN forced to admit Gates-funded vaccine is causing a polio outbreak in Africa. Now, you might want to remember that Bill Gates has already been sued by a number of African nations, or at least one, for killing off a group of their kids. Bill Gates himself said, you know, if we can get this vaccine mandated, we can control the population, basically is what he said. Meaning, of course, cull the population, reduce it, depopulate. Anyway, I just thought people should know about that because they're going to mandate this vaccine in order for you to stay in society unless the Lord comes in and decides to do something else, which, of course, could.
Hey,
so we just have to kind of walk. Yeah, go ahead, Larry.
Yeah, I was going to mention, I did an earlier show today with Augusto Perez, and he had information from an Argentine microbiologist, a specialist in this kind of stuff. And he was saying that, and of course, you know, he's Spanish, and, you know, he could work this information. And he said that this microbiologist in Argentina, they were there, they were already testing the vaccine, you know, the one we got coming, they say. They're already testing it, and she looked into it and did a study on every portion of it, and she said just what you just said. She said this is a culling operation. She says the men, all the men that take this vaccine will be unfertile from then on out. They cannot produce children. And the other thing she said was it changes your genome. She said this will literally change your DNA, and you will be different. You'll never be the same again. So this is coming out of Argentina, who right now has already given their people the vaccines being tested on them now, and we don't even know this.
Yeah, they're keeping all this quiet. But when you really look at what they're doing with this social distancing and with these phone apps, cell phone apps designed to track COVID-19, it's on almost everybody's cell phone, as far as I know. It was downloaded. Now, there was a guy on YouTube that said you could get rid of it, but a couple of the people that we know, I know Patty tried to get rid of it. She couldn't. And other people that we know tried to get rid of it following this fellow's instructions. So they may have already put in some sort of a deal so you cannot get rid of it, nor can you turn it off even though they say you can. And what they're doing is, see, if you come in contact with somebody that they say has COVID or has tested positive, and just about everybody does because it's the test is, as Larry pointed out, the test is worthless. How do you test for something you don't even know what it is? And this is coming out of scientists. This is not something we're making up. This is what they're saying. They've never isolated this. Yeah, go ahead, Larry.
Yeah. From the scientists that I've listened to at the beginning of this, they've said there's no test going to work for coronavirus because every human and every animal on the planet has coronavirus in them. It's part of us.
Yes, exactly. So everybody can test positive. Well, if you test positive, let's say you go next to somebody that has it, the phone app, I guess, sends a signal. Now, they come to you, they knock on your door. Well, how many people have you been around? And then they go out, and you're all isolated over nothing. This is pure insanity. And I cannot believe that the health people don't know it. And if they don't know it, they shouldn't be health experts, and they shouldn't be in the positions they've been put into. There is ample evidence, scientific reports, left and right, on the use of masks, telling you it's dangerous. And all you got to do is go online and type in, go to Google, for example, and just type in, are masks harmful, or reports on mask usage. And you'll spend the rest of the day reading scientific reports telling you that this stuff basically is worthless. And we just read a report where it said the best masks of all are something you make at home with standard cloth. Absolutely false information. Absolutely false information. That's the worst you can do, according to the experts. Anyway, we're being lied to left and right. I wanted to get into David Coverstone's latest that I saw, and then you said he came out with a second one. Let me go through the first one. More scary stuff, he said. And the Baltic Dry Index, which is the trade index, shipping and all of that, dead. Nothing. No trade. Trade is all shut down. Look, these people, Satan and his minions, are going for broke to bring in their new world order. And they've been working for I don't know how many years to develop the weapons they think are going to defeat Jesus Christ at his literal return to planet Earth on the ground. Remember that the bride, he does not come to the ground. He doesn't touch down at all. He just snatches his bride up and takes them back to the Father's house. That's the return promise of the Lord. If I go, I go to prepare a place for you. And if it were not so, he says, I would have told you that's not so. So I go to prepare a place for you in my Father's house. And when that's finished, and the Lord, God the Father says, go get your bride, that's it. Boom. Nationwide, worldwide, instantaneous event all over the globe. And I think that's very, very close now. And there's going to be billions, if there are any left at that point, to face all of this. Anyway, let me go into some. Oh, Larry, have you been watching at all what's going on in Hawaii with the big island? 50-plus earthquakes.
Yeah, this is continuing. There's a lot of trouble in that area.
I wonder if that thing isn't going to do what Stan said he was afraid of, that it would just break off and slide into the ocean.
Well, all he said it would take was the right kind of earthquake, and it would just literally, those areas, you know, that are hollow underneath Hawaii would begin to crumble, and it would just crash in on itself.
Yeah. And I guess we've got other storms developing. Here's an article going back to COVID. And remember what I just told you about the phone apps. Okay, it all ties together. This is what they got planned. Ohio Department of Health partners with FEMA to create sheltering facilities for people exposed to COVID. Now, I want you to really think about that. Oh, you're testing positive. Come with us to a FEMA camp. Well, what happens to you when you get there? Well, probably your relatives never see you again. Well, you know, they all died from COVID-19. It just, second wave was just extremely bad. And so, you know, they're going to turn FEMA camps into old folks' homes, basically. Because of what Larry has reported on this 5G cranking up the power. I mean, look at in New York. Look at in the old folks' homes. Look at the mass graves. Remember the pictures on TV of the mass graves in New York where they were theoretically, anyway, throwing all these bodies of people in there? They had video of it. So what are they doing? They're introducing you to the same concepts that were going on in Kosovo and all those other areas. Mass graves. No funerals. You don't get to see your loved one. Why not? Well, maybe they exterminated them. Maybe they got a bullet in the head, or maybe they got a vaccine that killed them. How are you ever going to know? All you know is you lost your loved one. That's what you know. No autopsies are allowed. You can't see the body. It's a perfect, perfect setup of diabolical, satanic evil, which is what these people are. Bible says they are. Bible says
hey,
they're
sir.
Fallen. Yes.
Go ahead. They might actually at one point have to do what Red Elk saw and begin to just load up train cars of bodies and haul them away.
Second wave. And he said, I don't know what happened. I wasn't told by the Lord what caused it. But railroad car after railroad car, I mean by the hundreds, loaded with bodies, were taken out into the Aurores and dumped there. And that would tend to confirm a second wave, or if it's the East Coast, which is what he thought it was, that is where 5G is being cranked up. So this is, I'll tell you what, if the American people ever figured out what was being done to them by their own leaders, there'd be an awful lot of people hanging from a lamppost. That's all I can say. In fact, you had a friend of yours that had a vision about that?
Well, what's odd is I was looking at one of Coverstone's recent reports, and he was talking about a time where there was a lot of ash, and he didn't say whether it was ash from, in other words, volcanic or like from nuclear explosions, or, you know, it was a lot of ash, and that was Coverstone. And at the same time, a number of years ago, before I moved to Arkansas, I met with a guy in Hugo, Oklahoma, that was a railroad man, and he told me about how that they had all of these tunnels and places dug in these mountains up here, and how that he helped build some of the railroad tracks that butted up against nothing but to the back of mountains and stopped, dead-ended. And he said, you can go inside those mountains. And anyway, he told me about a dream he had, and that dream, and I've related it a few times, but he told me that years ago in Hugo, Oklahoma, they didn't have the same type of lamp post. They had the old-timey lamps, you know, on the streets and in downtown. But at the time I was about to leave there, they had just put up brand new lamp post in kind of a French style, if you will. And they're all over downtown. And he said, those are the lamp posts I saw in my dream when we had ash on the streets. And he said they were hanging people from the government. They were hanging them all over the place from these lamp posts. And he said, now the lamp posts are in place. That's been a number of years ago now.
That's kind of interesting. You know, it's like I said, if the American people ever figured out what our leaders, so-called, are actually doing, they would be hung all over this nation for treason, probably without even a trial. They're probably even a lot of the innocent ones would be just grabbed and hung. That's what happens. But Coverstone's thing, he talked about dirty snow. That was one of the things he saw. He said there was no Christmas at all. There were no Christmas decorations, no Christmas anything. Christmas had basically been canceled. And when he talked about the Baltic Dry Index drying up, he's talking about shipping and food starvation, basically. And he said the people were very confused. They looked very confused and dazed, downtrodden, sad. It almost sounds like, I can't think of a guy's name now, Ken Peters' dream, where the rapture had taken place and the whole world was stunned because it took place instantly all over the globe, which I think really relates to the sudden destruction. When they say peace and security, sudden destruction comes. We're very close to that. Kushner and Netanyahu and all these, they're all saying peace and security or peace or safety or whatever you want to call it, but it means all the same thing. And with this Abraham covenant, whatever you want to call it, we're getting very, very close. It's laying the groundwork for it. And anyway, he said, this is one of Coverstone's, one of the latest, not the latest, I guess, but there was no Christmas at all. Everybody was very sad. Everybody was confused. They were dazed. Christians were going around trying to cheer people up. You need to get under the wings of the Lord. And some people were listening, but most were not. Malls had all been turned into shelters. Food shortages were severe. Yeah, go ahead, Larry.
Yeah, I think that when you're reading is his latest one. If you read on down, you'll see the words suitcase nukes. He saw when they began to distribute those, and we're talking a time frame. If you're reading from the same one, it's events for November 2020 and January 2021.
Yeah, it goes right through December. And, of course, December, there was no Christmas. So a lot of this must have taken place. If it's true, we don't know if it's true or not. He even says he doesn't know if it's true or not. This last one, he was really broken up, though. He was crying through some of it. Or trying to hide it, but that's what he was doing. And if you really step back and you take a look, you can't help but weep over the American people in this nation. It is so wasteful. All the Christians had to do was do what Jesus commanded, and they refused. And so now a deep global deep state is going to come and grab them and kill them. They hate Christians. They hate the constitutionalists. They hate the people who, and the Bill of Rights. These people are the height of evil, like Larry was shown, ancient evil. Well, these people are the embodiment of ancient evil. They have no conscience. They don't have a conscience at all. Their conscience is totally seared, just like the Bible says it is. They are nothing but walking biological computers, and all they have is an agenda. And in the end, of course, they go to hell. But they don't believe there is a hell, or they would be on their knees. Let me tell you something. I saw a little bit of hell,
and you know,
what I saw was shown to the world. They would be on their knees begging for mercy. Yeah, go ahead, Larry.
I was just going to mention, I believe it says suitcase nukes in there, and he saw them beginning to distribute those around the country. And that brought
yes.
back images of me. Years ago, we watched, and I think you watched it too, a movie called, or a series called Jericho.
Yes.
And in Jericho, that's a very similar. The suitcase nukes was set around different parts of the country in major cities. At a point in time, they all begin to explode. And remember what happened after that? The desolation, the starvation, people fighting each other, community fighting community for food and shelter. And remember what happened next? Civil war.
Yep, civil war. And then they had Blackwater-type mercenaries going around and the mercenaries were worse than the regular murderers. They were going around killing people. These Blackwater people are very, very dangerous, and don't let them fool you. If they come to your house, probably there to kill you. Anyway, it says here, and I want to go down through this list, dirty snow, electrical outages here and there. He said he saw a lot of fat vultures. That's kind of like what the scriptures say. They're picking up all the dead people. They're eating the dead people. People, you have no idea when the Lord is angry. It's merciless. It's absolutely merciless. Remember when Jesus Christ is standing before millions of Christians, what does he say? Get away from me. I never knew you. That's merciless. They're going into eternal ruin by the millions. I don't think people understand what's going on here at all. Anyway, vulture is very fat. Economic crash. Rich men, of course, were making money off all this for a little while, and before they get nailed. And he says, suitcase nukes that were shipped all over America. I believe that Spetsnaz, Chinese troops, already well embedded in America already, because remember, global deep state and our deep state are all working in cahoots. Psalm 2, kings and rulers of the earth, they're all working together to bring America down. America has to go down. Her constitution has to be shredded. Well, it already is, basically. I was just listening to Lou Dobbs, and he was kind of laughing. What's his name? Bob Barr appointed him. I never can remember his name. Larry.
Durham.
Durham? Something like that?
John Durham.
Well, anyway, he evidently not going to do anything. I don't think they aren't going to do anything. You know, all this stuff. Oh, they're going to be in Gitmo next week wearing jumpsuits. Hillary will be there. I've been listening to that for what now, almost 4 years, with QAnon. Well, they're still running around. Hillary's still selling her books. Telling everybody she's ready to serve in any way she can. Obama's got his oar in the mix, and we are going to go in according to what Coverstone has seen. We're going into bedlam, chaos, total chaos. And don't forget that Black Lives Matter, communists, all these outfits are just communist fronts. And this is a communist insurgency. It's a communist takeover. And they won't call it what it is. And I'm not saying Trump won't do something. Maybe he will. He might pull a rabbit out of the hat. But look out what comes on the other side of all of this. It's going down exactly like the Illuminati said it would. And they're playing by the playbook. And it's working, so why should they change it? The American people, indeed, right now are very confused, and most of them are very dazed, and it's just going to get worse. I mean, they see all these buildings being burned in all the cities all over. Nobody goes to jail for it. Arson is a serious crime, folks. Nobody goes to jail. It's all deliberate. They're all in it together. That's what Psalm 2 is constantly trying to warn people. Kings and rulers and leaders. Well, who are your rulers? Well, it goes all the way down to county level. Actually, it goes all the way down to township level. I'm not saying all of them are involved, but many of them are. And they hide their crimes. And corruption is corruption. And unfortunately, if you read Isaiah 47, Jeremiah 50 and 51, and Revelation 17 and 18, 17 is more the spiritual forces behind Mystery Babylon. But Revelation 18 is the literal nation of Babylon and the literal city are terminated. In other words, the corruption has gotten to the point that he terminates America. East to west, north to south. We're history. I want you to think about that. Gilgan, go ahead, Larry.
Yeah. Did you want me to read that new code by Rothman?
Yes. Yeah, before we...
Yeah, he's got a new Torah code. It's got two matrices in it. And here's his comment, and then I'll read the first matrix. Rothman's comment is, he says, while Kyle Rittenhouse and others in militias are taking up arms against Antifa, we likely are now entering early stages of a civil war.
Yep.
He says, place the blame for the war, according to the codes, on Nancy Pelosi, who is encoded over Rittenhouse in just one column. How intense this war gets will depend on how 2020 election goes. And he made a comment also, says, Kyle Rittenhouse, vigilante, hero of the new civil war. And so here's the, it's got 13 words in this matrix. The first one, number one, Rittenhouse, number two, general, number three, war, number four, Pelosi, number five, Nancy, number six, shooter, number seven, defense, number eight, Huber, number nine, Joseph, number 10, Tony, number 11, Jacob, number 12, enemy, number 13, president. What do you think?
Well, of course, you know, Rittenhouse was attacked by three people, two of which had long criminal histories. One of them had a gun in his hand. I think both of them did. You know, he gets clubbed over the head with a skateboard. Those are made out of pretty hefty wood. Could kill somebody doing that. So here he is in self-defense, and of course the communists that are running Kenosha and basically Wisconsin now are, you know, going to throw the book at him. So all those names that you listed, or some of those names, are his enemy, the ones that attacked him. And but Pelosi is, you know, she's a communist to the core. And, yeah. She may be president. I know she's plotting it. They've got this one pretty well figured out, because they're going to say that, well, we can't count all those votes in time, so they'll carry it well beyond January so that Pelosi can come in as a sitting president. And if we even get that far, which I personally doubt, I think something terrible is coming before all that takes place. Anyway, what's the next one? Yeah, go ahead.
Well, I'll skip that second one because I do want to get this in and get your opinion. Hal Turner also posted this today. Of course, we're not hearing any of this in mainstream news anywhere, not even Fox. Extreme danger for Europe, says the U.S. sending three new capable B-52 bombers towards Crimea. As Russia launches its strategic bombers, B-52s circle the Azov Sea 20 miles from Russian lines, and Russia scrambles nuke bomber fleet. Now, what has occurred since all that began today, and I saw the data. As a matter of fact, it looked like the Russian radar that had those planes all listed there. Hal Turner had a lot of this up, and actually we had sent three nuclear-capable B-52s, and they flew over Poland, and they flew over, such as never before done, they actually flew over Ukraine, which is right on the battle lines, the Russian lines. And they circled that area, the Azov Sea and Ukraine and Poland, for a long time. And I think until apparently a lot of planes come up out of Russia, and they moved back towards Poland. But kind of Augusto Perez had a good question. today, he said what his concern was, he said, who's really running all this? Who's running the show? He said, the Pentagon probably ordered this. He said, I'm beginning to think Trump didn't even order this. So what we're seeing is extreme U.S. military provocations against China and Russia, and we don't even know if actually it's being ordered by Trump at all. What do you think?
Well, probably not. He's given orders to the military before, which they have just flat out refused. And because he all gave up all this over to FEMA, we are really under military control. It's de facto martial law. And most people don't know that. But they're provoking. And, you know, if you're going to fly B-52s right around the coast region or the border region of Russia, what is Putin going to do? Exactly what he did do. Probably gave them orders. Look, if they won't leave, shoot them down. He's not going to keep playing games. Putin is a master chess player. He's probably the smartest strategist we have on planet Earth today. And he has bested us, I don't know how many times, in Middle East affairs. He knows what he's doing. And we have way underestimated Putin and his ability, and it's a bit bad mistake, and to be doing that, and we're also irritating China to a great degree, and China now has the largest naval in history, and they're getting up to the point where they're going to have the largest war machine ever seen, according to the headlines now. So yeah, we're baiting, and sooner or later, Putin might just decide, if they do it again, shoot them down. We'll worry about what happens after that. And isn't he amassing troops along the borders there anyway, Putin?
Yeah, he's got quite a force that's massed around Belarus, and I think also the other side of Poland. So, they're really getting in his backyard now.
Mm-hmm. You know, what's also very interesting, folks, is along the border with Russia, we have all kinds of biolabs, which Putin is not very happy about either. One last headline here. Australian police. Now, what's happening in Australia and New Zealand is going to be here. Australian police pay home visits to 80 people, warning them they will be arrested if they protest against lockdown. You see where this is going, folks? It's getting pretty obvious where this is all going, and it's not good. Any final thoughts, dear Larry?
Well, I was just going to mention, I've seen some new data on this movie Greenland, and they're saying some really strange things about it. They're saying that Greenland says Gerard Butler outraces Armageddon to avoid a deep impact. And they also made comments that this movie, by those that can watch it, should be called 2020 the Finale. So isn't it interesting that America is the only country in the world right now still being denied watching Greenland? They put it off until past the end of September. Maybe we'll never watch it, but it's so interesting that it's really out there.
Well, you know, I've got some videos up there on YouTube that cannot be watched in the United States. And then I've got a couple that cannot be watched anywhere. they don't want the truth out there, folks. They don't want you to know what the truth is. And so you got to be prepared for anything, basically. We have no idea, but I'll tell you what, we are under the curses of the Lord right now, and they're going to just increase. There is no repentance in the land, and I doubt there ever will be. So it just doesn't seem that that's what happens. The people have just decided they're not going to have anything to do with the Lord or the Bible or any of that stuff. Anyway, it's just too bad that it happens that way, but it does happen that way, and there's not a lot we can do about any of it. So I guess that's about it. Last word, Larry, tighten your seatbelt or something like that.
Yeah, and I would encourage people to continue to buy a can of beans or another bag of rice as long as you can get them and put them back, because we don't know where it's going to get to the point you can't find them.
Yep, exactly. It's happening already. Well, anyway, thanks a lot, Larry. Thanks, everyone, for listening. Take care.